Chapter 6, entitled Dhyana Yoga, text number 47. I'm sure we all know that verse by heart, right? Now, how many know that verse? Yeah, you? Mataji? Anybody? You?
I guess so.
After looking at it? Okay. Very famous verse. Yoginam api sarvesham. Madgate nantaratmana. Shraddhavan bhajate yomam. Same yukta tamo mataha. Yoginam api sarvesham. Madgate nantaratmana. Shraddhavan bhajate yomam. Same yukta tamo mataha. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
I didn't chant that. And of all yogis, the one with great faith who always abides in me, thinks of me within himself, and renders transcendental loving service to me, he is the most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. That is my opinion. So, there's a nice long purport, so we'll try to break it up. The first thing to notice here is text 40, which says, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. And then Partha Naiveha Namutra. Partha means, O son of Pritha, Pritha Kunti. So, this is obviously Krishna speaking to Arjuna. So when Krishna says, Mataha, that is my opinion, it means that Krishna, Bhagavan, this is his opinion. Generally, we see today, and in general over time in Kali Yuga, that people discuss a subject and they never come to any conclusion. My opinion is as good as your opinion. What makes you think that you have any better idea than me. And in this way, due to false ego, people are always disagreeing to one degree or another with each other. But this is definitive. When Krishna says, Same yukta tamo mataha, this is my opinion, it is the opinion of the Supreme Person, whose opinion is supreme.
Ali ovdje kad Krishna kaže Same yukta tamo mataha, to je mišljenje svevišnje osobe, sam s tim je i to vrhovne osobe, sam to je ime je i to mišljenje vrhovno.
So Prabhupada points out in the purport, the word budgete is significant here. Budgete has its root in the verb budge, which is used when there is a need of service. The English word worship cannot be used in the same sense as budge. Worship means to adore or show respect or and honor to the worthy one, but service with love and faith is especially meant for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One can avoid worshiping a respectable man or a demigod and may be called discourteous, but one cannot avoid serving the Supreme Lord without being thoroughly condemned.
Upućuje na potrebu za služenje. Engleska riječ worship, obožavanje, ne može se upotrijebiti u istom značenju kao riječ bać. Obožavati znači poštovati ili iskazivati poštovanje i počast onome tko je toga vrijedan. Ali služenje s ljubavu i vjerom posebno je namijenjeno svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi. Netko se može kloniti obožavanja uglednih ljudi ili polubogova, te zbog toga može biti nazvan nepristojnim, ali ne može se kloniti služenja svevišnjeg gospodina, a da zbog toga ne bude osuđen.
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he encouraged all of us, Jare Deko Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh Amaragyai Guru Hoy Tare Desh, that we should all try to preach this philosophy.
Pitanja Mahaprabhu nas je svih ohrabrivao da pokušamo propovijedati ovu filozofiju.
Because by teaching to others, you learn it yourself.
Jer ćemo tako što ćemo podučavati druge, mi sami naučimo.
When you teach it to others, you're forced to examine more clearly what you are teaching.
Kada podučavate druge, onda ste prisiljeni puno pomnije proučiti to što podučavate.
Now each and every word, each and every paragraph, each and every idea that Prabhupada is presenting is very important.
Svaka pojedina riječ, odlomak ili zamisao koju će Prabhupada predstavlja je jako važna.
But sometimes we read Prabhupada's books by scanning them, looking for something unique to come out, and we miss a lot in between.
Ali ponekad Srila Prabhupadove knjige čitamo tako da samo preletimo pogledom preko stranica, tražeći nešto posebno da se jedan put
For example, here Prabhupada is making a very nice point. If some very big personality, very important personality, came to your house, you wouldn't just ignore them. You would offer some respect.
Kad bi vam u kuću došla neka vrlo poznata, vrlo značajna osoba, ne biste je samo tako ignorirali, već biste mi ukazali odgovarajuće poštovanje.
If the mayor of Rijeka or, you know, some president from some country came to Croatia and either of them came to your house, naturally you would offer them a place to sit, something to drink, some kind of respect you would offer because they're big persons.
Kad sam došao gradonačelnik Rijeke u kuću ili kad bi u posjetu Hrvatskoj došao kao predsjednik neke druge zemlje pa bi vas on posjetio, prirodno da biste mu ponudili mjesto za sjedenje, kazali poštovanje, zato što su oni važne osobe.
Now, if you don't show them any respect, they're not going to take you out and shoot you.
Naravno, ako im ne pokažete nikakvo poštovanje, nije da će vas oni uz vas prezirati i streliti.
But certainly people will know that you're a not a very courteous, a very respectful person.
Ali takvim sigurno bit će jasno da vi baš niste jako pristojna osoba.
For example, my mother always taught me certain things when traveling on a bus. If there was no seat available and an older man or an older lady got on the bus, I would instinctively, I would get up and offer them my seat.
Moja me majka, na primjer, poučila nekim stvarima. Na primjer, kada putujem autobusom ili ako vlakom, i ako tu sad nema mjesta, nema više slobodnih mjesta, ako javi se neka starija osoba, ja jednostavno instinktivno ustanem i ponudim joj da sjedne.
So that's just culture, training.
To je jednostavno kultura, to je odgoj.
And nowadays, nobody on the bus gets up for anybody.
A danas se u autobusu nitko nikome ne diže.
So we would say, oh, the young people today, they have no culture.
Mogli bismo to reći, ah, danas ovi mladi ljudi nemaju nikakve kulture.
But apart from making that comment, there's not much you can do.
Ali osim same te tvrdnje, ne možete tu baš puno učiniti.
But here, the point is made that Krishna is the cause of all causes. He's the original person, and he's the source of all our happiness.
No, ovdje je istaknuto da je Krišna uzrok svih uzroka, da je on izvorna osoba i izvor sve naše sreće.
It's not just that we're discourteous if we don't recognize Krishna, but we're actually condemned.
Ako ne prepoznamo Krišnu, ako mu ne ukažemo poštovanje, nije da smo samo nepristojni, nego smo zapravo osuđeni.
It's not that somebody who is not a devotee of the Lord is just as good as someone who is a devotee, but he's just exercised his choice in a different way, but they're both equal.
Nije točno da je onaj ko nije bhakta jednako dobar kao i onaj ko je bhakta. Nije točno da možemo reći da je ta osoba samo nešto drugo izabrala, ali zapravo su jednaki, jedan i drugi su ravnopravni.
If you don't serve Krishna, you're going to serve someone.
Ako služite Krishnu, nego ćete morati služiti.
You can't avoid it, whether you're young or old or fat or skinny or black or white or a communist or a capitalist or a Christian, a Hindu, a Jew.
To nećete moći izbjeći. Bilo da ste mladi i stari, da ste mršavi i debeli, da ste komunist, da ste kapitalist, da ste kršćanin, židov, musliman.
You're going to have to serve because that is your constitution.
Nekog ćete morati služiti, zato jer je takva vaša priroda.
You can't say, oh, I just touched a cold fire.
Ne možete reći, upravo sam dodirnuo hladnu vatru.
You can't just say, oh, I had a glass of solid water.
Ne možete niti reći, upravo sam popio čašu krute vode.
There's a certain constitution or dharma to everything.
Sve ima svoje određeno svojstvo i dharma.
And our constitution is to serve, and if we don't serve the Supreme, then we are not only condemned, we're really stupid.
A nama je svojstveno da služimo. Ako ne služimo svevišnjeg, onda ne samo da smo osuđeni, već smo stvarno glupavi.
It's like this. A cat carries her kittens in her teeth, and a cat carries a rat in her teeth. Both feel the teeth of the cat.
Evo jednog primjera. Mačka u zubima nosi svoje mačiće, a isto tako u zubima prenaša i štakora. I jedno i drugo, i mačići i štakor osjećaju mačkine zube.
The kittens feel the warm, cuddling teeth of mother, and the rat feels death.
Mačići osjećaju tople, nježne mačkine zube, a štakor osjeća smrt.
Both of them feel the teeth. Without a doubt, they both feel the teeth.
I mačić i štakor nedvojbeno osjećaju te zube.
So the choice is yours whether you want to serve God in a loving way or you want to serve Him being forced by time.
Stoga vi birate. Hoćete li služiti Gospodina ljubavlju?
God says, you get old, you get old. I challenge anyone to say, no, I didn't get old today. You're another day older and deeper in debt. 16 tons, and what do you get? So crazy this world we're in. We're all mad. We commit sinful activities thinking that it's in our self-interest. But moha jala is like a fish caught in a net. The more the fish struggles to get out of the net, the more his gills get caught in the net.
Ali smo poput ribe uhvaćene u mrežu. To se više račaka nastoji se iščevrtati te mreže, to se škrge se više zapuče.
So we have to give up our false conceptions. And we have to surrender to God and serve Him. It's not so difficult. Every living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And thus every living entity is intended to serve the Supreme Lord by his own constitution. Failing to do this, he falls down. The Bhagavatam confirms this as follows. Anyone who does not render service and neglects his duty unto the primeval Lord, who is the source of all living entities, will certainly fall down from his constitutional position.
Ako to ne učini, pada. Bhagavatam 11.3 to potvrđuje ovim riječima. Onaj ko ne služi Gospodina, zanemarujući svoju dužnost prema prvobitnom Gospodinu, izvoru svih živih bića, sigurno će pasti sa svog prirodnog položaja.
Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev. Brahmanda Brahmite means we have been wandering throughout the innumerable universes for unlimited time.
Brahmanda Brahmite znači da smo već beskreno puno vremena, da već beskreno puno vremena lunjamo o bezbrojnim svemirima.
We've had one body after another trying to enjoy sense gratification in different ways.
Mijenjamo jedno tijelo za drugim, pokušavajući uživati u osjetilnom zadovoljstvu na različite, sve moguće različite načine.
Every species enjoys different senses in different ways.
Svaka vrsta uživa na različiti način kroz svoja osjetila.
You cannot enjoy sex like a pigeon can enjoy.
Ne možete uživati u seksu kao što to može golub.
You cannot enjoy sleeping like a bear can enjoy.
Ne možete uživati u spavanju kao što to može medvjed.
In this way there are so many living beings enjoying.
Tako postoji sve puno živih bića koje uživaju.
But when you come to the human form of life, you have an opportunity to get free from the cycle of birth and death, the tato brahma jigyasa.
No, kad dođete do ljudskog oblika života, dobijete priliku da se izvučete iz kruga rađanja i umiranja.
It is our duty to serve Krishna.
Naša je dužnost da služimo
Krishna. Now, try to understand this word duty, because it's very important. As we spoke to you the other day, some of you have been in the army. When you're in the army, it's not a question of whether you want to get up in the morning at 5 o'clock. It's not a question of whether you want to peel potatoes. It's not a question of whether you want to go out to fight or whatever. It's your duty. You have to do it. It's your duty.
U vojci vas niko ne pita da li se želite ustati rano ujutro, da li želite guliti krumpire ili da li se želite boriti. To je jednostavno vaša dužnost.
If you don't do your duty, then you'll be court-martialed.
A ako vas ne, ako ne ispunite svoju dužnost, onda će vas odvesti pred prijeticu.
So we are a part of Krishna. We may not feel pramananda in the first couple of days. It may take 3 or 4 days.
Mi smo Krishna dio, a možda ne osjećamo baš pramanandu prvih par dana. Može se nam trebati nekoliko dana da to osjetimo.
But it's your duty to serve Krishna.
Ali vam je dužnost.
In this verse also the word bhajanti is used. Therefore bhajanti is applicable to the Supreme Lord only, whereas the word worship can be applied to demigods or to any other common living entity.
U ovom je stiku upotrebljena riječ bhajanti. Riječ bhajanti se stoga može odnositi samo na svevišnjeg gospodina. Dok se riječ vrši, obožavanje, može odnositi na polubogove ili na bilo koje obično ljudsko biće.
Okay, there's a certain degree here of semantics or understanding words and their exact meaning, how they apply.
Ovdje se u izvjesnoj mjeri može govoriti o semantici, odnosno o točnom razumijevanju značenja pojedinih riječi i njihovoj primjeni.
To understand scripture, we either need to have an excellent understanding of Sanskrit or the language of that the scripture was spoken in, or we need contact with someone who understands the meaning behind the scripture and can teach us.
Da bismo razumeli spise, potrebno nam je ili izvrsno poznavanje sanskrita, odnosno jezika koji su spisi napisani, ili veza sa nekim koji jako dobro poznaje smisao koji se krije u tim riječima.
In other words, if we heard worship God, most of us from the West would think That's it. That's the goal, to worship God. But Prabhupada is making a very important point here that worship may or may not be with service.
No, Prabhupada ovdje ističe jednu vrlo važnu stvar. Ono bi kaže da se obožavanje može ili ne mora biti povezano sa služenjem.
Whereas if we follow this idea of bhajanti, it means that you must use your body, your senses, to serve Hrishikesh, the master of the senses.
Međutim, ova riječ bhajanti, ona znači da morate iskoristiti svoje tijelo, svoje osjetila, za služenje Hrishikesha, gospodara osjetila.
For example, I went to one man's house today. So he wanted to worship me by washing my feet. But nice man. But if I asked him to do the service of giving up smoking cigarettes, I don't know if he could do it.
Ali da sam ja njega zatražio da me služi tako što će prestati pušiti, nisam baš sigurna da bi to bio u stanju napraviti.
So it was a kind of worship to an ordinary person, me. And I went along with it because we were both having a good time. If it had been cold water, I would have rejected it immediately. But bhajanti means to the supreme, and it means to worship Krishna the way he tells us to worship him.
No, bhajanti znači obožavati Krishnu i to svevišnjega, i to na način kao što nam on kaže da to trebamo činiti.
You cannot worship God according to your own mental speculation.
Boga ne možete obožavati u skladu sa vašom vlastitom umnom spekulacijom.
Mahajano yena gatha sapanta. We have to follow the path that has been followed for millennia by people who were successful.
Moramo ići putem koji već tisućljećima slijede uspješni ljudi.
Shruti, Smriti, Purana, Adi, Pancharatra, Vidim, Vidi, Aikan, Tiki, Harer, Bhakti, Utpat. Yaiva Kalpate. Utpat means that it's simply a disturbance to the community if you concoct your own way of supposedly serving or worshiping God.
Utpat znači da ako izmislite svoj vlastiti način služenja ili obožavanja, takozvanog služenja ili obožavanja Boga, onda je to samo uznemirenje, on predstavlja samo uznemirenje zajedno.
In the name of maintaining your individualism, you want to do it differently, but we don't realize that the ultimate goal is to become happy in Krishna's service, and the only way we can do that is by following those who have been successful.
Da biste zadržali svoju individualnost, želite to raditi na neki svoj osebujan način, ne shvaćajući, međutim, da je jedini način da obožavamo, da postanemo sretni u služeći Krišnu, taj da to radimo na način kako su počinili prethodnici, koji su bili uključni u tome.
Now, I and all of my God brothers are individuals, very much different in many ways.
Ja, kao i sva moja braća u Bogu, smo svi individue. Jako se razlikujemo, puno toga.
I'm sure you have all seen so many preachers and sannyasis, my God brothers, come through here, and you've noticed that they're all different flavors. But we're all worshiping Krishna the way Prabhupada taught us. We are one in our purpose and in our service. We are getting different realizations according to our individual nature. And there's lots of room in Krishna for individuality. We don't want stereotype zombies.
No, Krishna ima dovoljno prostora za individualnost. Mi ne želimo stereotipne zombije.
There are as many types of devotional service as there are individual ideas to serve Krishna.
Postoji onoliko vrsta predanog služenja, koliko i zamisli o služenju Krishna, koliko i pojedinaca koji će služiti.
But it has to be according to scripture, sadhu, guru, and shastra.
No, služiti se moje u skladu sa pitima, sadhu, guru, shastra.
The word avajananti is used in this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, is also found in the Bhagavad Gita. Avajananti mam mudha. Only the fools and rascals deride the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. Such fools take it upon themselves to write commentaries on the Bhagavad Gita without an attitude of service to the Lord. Consequently, they cannot properly distinguish the word bhajanti and the word worship.
Riječ avajananti, koja je upotrebljena u ovom stihu Srimad Bhagavatama, nalazimo i u Bhagavad Gita, avajananti mam mudha. Samo budale i nitkovi ismijavaju sevišnju božansku osobu, gospodina Krišnu. Takve osobe tumače Bhagavad Gitu bez duha služenja gospodina. Zato ne mogu pravilno razlikovati riječ bhajanti od riječi vrši obožavanje.
Now keep in mind that Krishna is using these words.
Držite na umu da Krishna koristi ove riječi.
Personally, I have very little animosity towards anyone. And we used to have a little nursery rhyme when I was a kid. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but names can never hurt me. It doesn't make sense unless it's in English, but anyway. So, let people say what they want or do what they want, I don't care. But Krishna says mudha. Mudha means fool, and mudha is a little more serious than just fool. Mudha means donkey. You're an ass. You're a donkey.
No, Krishna kaže muda, a muda znači mudala, zapravo čak i malo više toga, znači magara.
So, Krishna is my guru. Prabhupada is my guru, and Krishna is my guru. So if he is using these words, I'm just repeating.
Krishna je moj guru, dobro. Prabhupada je moj guru, pa onda i Krishna moj guru. A ako on koristi te riječi, ja ih samo ponavljam.
The culmination of all kinds of yoga practices lies in bhakti yoga.
Vrhunac svih vrsta yoga je bhakti yoga.
Someone was asking that question today.
Neko je to pitanje danas postavio.
What about other kinds of yoga that I was involved in before? Here Krishna says, Api Sarvesham, of all kinds of yoga and yogis, my bhakta is supreme.
Ovdje Krishna kaže, Api Sarvesham, moj bhakta je najviši među svim yogima.
And here Prabhupada says, the culmination. In other words, advancing from one kind of yoga to another, one reaches bhakti.
You
can read the next section. Yeah, to the end of the paragraph.
Bez druge joge samo sredstvo za dostizanje razine bhakti u bhakti yoga. Yoga u stvari znači bhakti yoga. Sve su druge joge stupe koje vode do bhakti yoga. Put je samospoznaje koji počinje karma jogom i završava bhakti jogom u duhu. Karma yoga, djelovanje bez želje za plodonosnim rezultatima, predstavlja početak tog puta. Kada osoba koja primjenjuje karma jogu poveća znanje i odricanje, taj se stadij naziva jana yoga. Kada primjenjujući jana jogu različitim fizičkim procesima poveća meditaciju na nadmušu i usredotoči um na nadmušu, taj se stadij naziva aštanga yoga. A kada nadiđe aštanga jogu i priđe se više božanskoj osobi Krišni, taj se stadij naziva bhakti yoga, vrhunac. Stvari, bhakti yoga je krajnji cilj, ali da bismo potanko raščlanili bhakti yogu, moramo shvatiti druge procese yoga. Jogi koji napreduje nalazi se na pravom putu vječne sreće. Onaj ko ostane na određenoj razini i ne napreduje dalje, dobiva odgovarajuće ime. Karma jogi, jana jogi, jana jogi, rađa jogi, hata jogi i tako dalje. Ako netko srećom dostigne razinu bhakti joge, smatra se da je navišao sve ostale procese joge. Stoga je najviša razina joge svjesnost Krišne. Kao što kad govorimo o Himalajama, mislimo na najviše planine na svijetu, čiji se najviši vrh, Mount Everest, smatra najvišom točkom.
So Krishna uses, or Prabhupada uses the word here, progressive. The yogi who is progressive is therefore on the path of eternal good fortune.
Prabhupada ovdje koristi riječ napreduje. Kaže, yogi koji napreduje nalazi se na pravom putu vječne sreće.
So it's not that these other processes of yoga are wrong, but they're just levels in progression to the final goal.
Ovi drugi procesi joge nisu pogrešni, već su samo pojedine razine na putu prema krajnjem cilju.
It's not that Brahman realization is wrong.
Poznaja Brahmana nema ništa loše, nije pogrešna.
Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nasochatina Kankshati Samasarveshu Bhuteshu Madhvaktim Lavate Param. One who comes to the Brahma Bhuta stage, Brahman stage, he becomes joyful, prasanna.
Osoba koja dođe na razinu Brahma Bhuta, na taj stupanj, ona postaje radosna.
But he has to go farther to become eternally fixed in the spiritual world. Brahman is only the first stage.
No, mora nastaviti dalje, da bi se učvrstila u tom svom položaju u duhovnom svijetu, jer je Brahman samo jedan stupanj.
It is by great fortune that one comes to Krishna consciousness on the path of bhakti yoga to become well situated according to Vedic direction. The ideal yogi concentrates his attention on Krishna, who is called Shyama Sundara, who is beautifully colored as a cloud, whose lotus-like face is as effulgent as the sun, whose dress is brilliant with jewels, and whose body is flower garlanded, illuminating all sides in his gorgeous luster, which is called Brahma Jyoti. He incarnates in different forms such as Rama, Nasringha, Varaha, and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he descends like a human being as the son of Mother Yashoda. And he is known as Krishna, Govinda, and Vasudev. He is the perfect child, husband, friend, and master, and he is full with all opulences and transcendental qualities. If one remains fully conscious of these features of the Lord, he is called the highest yogi.
Zahvaljujući velikoj sreći, osoba dolazi do svjesnosti Krišne na putu bhakti joge, da bi se utemeljila u pravom položaju u skladu s svjetskim uputama. Uzorit jogi smjerava svoju pozornost na Krišnu, glavnog Shyama Sundar, čija prekrasna put nalikuje boji oblaka, čije lotosolisko lice sjajno poput sunca, čija odjeća blista od dragulja i čije je tijelo odličano svijećem. Njegov blistavi tjelesni sjaj, znamo Brahma Jyoti, obasjava sve. On se inkarnira u različitim oblicima kao što su Rama, Simha, Varaha i Krišna, središnja božanska osoba, i silazi u obliku ljudskog bića kao sin majke Jašone, poznat kao Krišna, Govinda i Vasudev. Savršeno je dijete, muž, prijatelj i gospodar, i pun je sveg obilja i transcendentalnih odlika. Onaj koji je uvijek potpuno svjestan iz gospodinovih obilježja, smatra se najviši jogi.
Again, I can only emphasize that all of you are very much blessed.
Ponovo mogu naglasiti kako ste svi vi izrazito blagoslovljeni.
Panthastu koti shatavatsara sampragamyo vayoratapi manaso muni pundavanam sopyasti yat prapadasimya vichinchitatve govinda madhi purushantanam vachami. Yogis, they meditate for millions of years and they can't even reach Krishna's toenails.
Yogi meditira i milijunima godina, a ne mogu doprijeti niti do Krišnih nožnih prsti.
But somehow, all of us, men and women, we have come in contact not only with Krishna, but more important, with Krishna's pure devotee.
No, nekako smo svi mi, muškarci i žene, ovdje dospjeli doći u dodir sa Krišnom. I to ne samo sa Krišnom, već što je još važnije, s njegovim čistim baktom.
Now, there may be many, or at least some pure devotees around.
Možete ovdje naokolo naići na puno, barem na nekoliko čistih bhakta.
But as Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami said, I am like a small little pond and Prabhupada is like a great ocean.
Ali kao što je Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami rekao, ja sam poput male malo
jezera,
malo
lopice,
a
Srila Prabhupada
je poput velikog
oceana. Srila Prabhupada has done something so wonderful that in the future people will, Nobel Prize is nothing in compared to what should be offered, what praise should be offered to Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada je napravio nešto izvanredno. I ono što bi njemu trebalo ponuditi kao nagradu, da to daleko nadilazi Nobelovu nagradu.
Even someone who was a pure devotee and wasn't teaching pure bhakti, but he remained popular and famous for 2/3 of the world's population for 2,000 years.
Dok je onaj ko je bio čisti bhakta, ali nije podučavao čistu bhakti, poštovala 2000 godina, su ga poštovale 2/3 svijeta.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
And Srila Prabhupada, he's actually giving us pure devotional service in a very sublime and easy way, as was the order of Lord Chaitanya.
a Srila Prabhupada zapravo daje čisto predano služenje na jedan vrlo jednostavan i istodobno uzvišen način, kao što je sljedeći narod u gospodinu Čekanju.
So we're very fortunate.
Toga smo, da li imamo puno sreće.
This stage of highest perfection in yoga can be attained only by bhakti yoga, as is confirmed in all the Vedic literature. Yasya deve para bhaktir yatha deve tatha gurau tasya ite katita hyarta prakashante mahatmano. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed from the Svetasvatara Upanishad.
Ta razina najvišeg savršenstva joge možete dostići samo bhakti jogom. To potvrđuju svi vedski spisi. Samo onim velikim dušama koje imaju nepokolebljivu vjeru u gospodina i drugog učitelja, tam se time razotkriva sav smisao vedskog znanja.
Bhakti means devotional service to the Lord which is free from desire for material profit, either in this life or in the next. Devoid of such inclinations, one should fully absorb the mind in the Supreme. That is the purpose of Naishkarmya. That's from the Gopal Tapani Upanishad. These are some of the means of performance of bhakti or Krishna consciousness, the highest perfectional stage of the yoga system. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports to the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita in the matter of dhyana yoga.
Bhakti je predano služenje gospodina bez želja za materijalno dobiti u ovom i sljedećem životu. To su neki od načina primjene bhakti u svjesnosti Krišne, najviše savršene razine i ovdje. Tako se završavaju da se radi na ponošenje sredstva pogodešnje na kojem se sve to nastavno
We may not be able to get a clear picture.
Možda nismo u stanju baš to jasno sagledati.
But I know when I examine my own heart, my own mind, I see how deep is my attachment to this material world. In biology, or actually not biology, it's in psychology, they do experiments with frogs.
U biologiji, zapravo u psihologiji, rade neke eksperimente sa žabama.
Frogs do go to university.
I žabe idu na fakultet.
The biology department also has a lot of frogs attending.
Na puno žaba koje sudjeluju na predavanju biologije.
Anyway, in psychology, they'll take a bowl of water that's on a stove. And they'll put the frog in. And the frog will attempt to jump out a few times, but they'll keep him down. And then they'll turn the flame up and the water starts to get a little warm. And now the frog jumps still, but he's feeling pretty good. He's trying to get out, but not so enthusiastically. Then they turn the flame up a little more.
Onda još malo pojačaju vatru.
And then the frog starts to scratch his back and, you know, he jumps once or twice every 5 minutes.
I onda te žaba počne teška po leđima i onako se pusti i svaki par minuta proba to.
And before very long you've got frog soup. So we've got human soup. We're so attached to sense gratification, we're so lazy about self-realization.
Koliko smo privrženi osjetilnom uživanju i kako smo lijeni po pitanju samospoznaje.
And there's no one guiding us.
Nitko nas ne vodi.
We're sure to drown.
Ako nas nitko ne vodi, sasvim sigurno ćemo se utopiti.
In the ocean of material suffering.
U tom oceanu materijalnih patnji.
Kasmat gurum prapadyeta jigyasu sreya uttamam. But if you want real happiness, sreyas, then you require the help of someone who is guru.
Ali ako želite pravu sreću, sreyas, onda vam je potrebna pomoć osobe koja je guru.
What does guru mean?
Šta guru znači?
Guru means heavy.
Guru znači teža.
Heavy with knowledge,
težak bremen znanja,
but also heavy with a big stick to beat you.
Ali težak i zato što ima taj veliki štap koji se može lupiti.
That is his mercy. He will force us. Om agyan timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya. You forced me to open my eyes while I was standing in darkness. Thank you.
To je njegova milost. On će nas prisiliti, ti kaže, ti si me, dok sam stajao u tami, ti si me prisilio da otvorim oči i hvala ti za to.
If you had not come and in an uncompromising way told me the truth, I would have been a servant to so many bogus philosophies.
Da se ti nisi pojavio i da mi na tako razredan način nisi prenio istinu, ja bih ostao sluga raznih lažnih filozofija.
Especially the ones that allowed me and encouraged me to engage in hedonism.
Posebno oni koji su mi dozvoljavali da okupim hedonizmom.
There was one fellow in Pune who became very popular, Pune in India. He had a place in America where he had close to 100 Rolls Royce cars.
U Americi je ta osoba na jednom, na nekom mjestu imala skoro 100 automobila marke Rolls Royce.
I didn't say Mercedes, that would have been okay, but Rolls Royce?
Nisam rekao da imam Mercedes, to bi već bilo u redu, ali Rolls Royce da.
Even the low-end Rolls Royce goes for about $100,000.
Čak i najgori iz te serije Rolls Royceva prodaje se za oko $100,000.
They're all handmade.
Svi su ručno izrađeni.
And the engines they use in jet airplanes.
A motori koji se ugrađuju koriste se u zrakoplovima.
And his teaching was that don't have sex, don't not have sex, be with sex.
A njegovo učenje je bilo nemoj imati spolne odnose, ne imati spolne odnose, budi sa spolnom.
He was very popular.
Bio je jako poznat, jako popularan.
Especially amongst the Germans.
Posebno među Njemcima.
And the New Age.
I ovaj New Age situacija.
But there were so many people teaching, I'm God, you are God.
Uvijek je bilo tako puno ljudi koji su govorili i podučavali druge, ja sam Bog, ti si Bog.
But only Prabhupada came and taught us, you are servant of God eternally.
Ali samo je Prabhupada došao i poručio nas, ti si vječno Boži sluga.
So this is Sreya Uttamam, the most auspicious thing. And to understand this, we require Guru.
To je Sreya Uttama, najpovoljnija stvar. A da bismo je shvatili, potreban nam je Guru.
Tad vigyanartam sa gurum evabhigachet. Abhigachet means it must be done. It's not an option. If you want a guru or not. If you don't want one, you don't have to have one. It's okay. No, abhigachet means you must do it.
Abhigachet iz ovog stiha znači da se to mora učiniti. Nije da možeš da guru ako hoćeš, ne moraš ako ne hoćeš. Nego abhigachet znači mora se napraviti.
Whose order is this anyway to do these things, to accept Guru? It's Krishna's order. Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. If we follow Krishna's instruction, then we're perfect. Guru will help us, but Guru Krishna is not. Krishna's being the absolute truth, or Krishna's being our supreme friend, Krishna's giving us salvation, is not dependent totally on Guru.
Guru će nam pomoći, ali Krishna kao apsolutna istina i Krishna kao naš najbolji prijatelj i Krishna koji nam daje, koji nas oslobađa, ne ovisi potpuno o Guru.
Now, I have a relationship with my Guru.
Ja imam odnos sa svojim Gurom.
And I must admit that I don't know Krishna at all. And I love my Guru Maharaj very, very much. But if I think about the unthinkable, if there were some mistake in Prabhupada, then that's not the end of my relationship with Krishna. Because I have accepted Prabhupada on the order of Krishna.
Zato jer sam ja Prabhupada prihvatio po Krišninoj naredbi.
Bhaktyamam abhijanati. You can only understand Krishna by devotional service. And devotional service is taught to us. It's not that we grow up knowing everything about devotional service. You don't know everything. It's not that you grow up and you know automatically everything about physics or chemistry or biology.
To ne vrijedi niti za druga područja, nije da odrastete i tamo tako znate sve o kemiji, fizici, biologiji.
What to speak of knowing everything about the highest science?
A kamo li da možete znati sve o najvišoj znanosti?
So you need a teacher to guide you. You need a spiritual master and you must do it because Krishna says so.
Toga vam je potreban učitelj, potreban vam je duhovni učitelj da vas vodi. Morate ga prihvatiti da se to Krišna kaže.
In this verse it says, for those who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master, all the imports of Vedic knowledge are automatically revealed. But actually, there's no question of having implicit faith in Krishna if we don't follow his instruction to have implicit faith in his representative. Now, if we can settle this thing in our minds nicely, then we can actually have a wonderful relationship with our spiritual master. Sarve sukino bhavantu. The spiritual master wants to see everyone happy. He's not allowed to take intoxication. He's not allowed to eat meat. He's not allowed to have illicit sex. He's not allowed to speculate wildly. So as long as we're sure that he's following those principles, he doesn't have any agenda to exploit us. I have this cartoon. It's A4 size paper. It's a line drawing of a cartoon. I carry it around where I travel, and once in a while I look at it to remind myself. There's a line drawing of the LA, Los Angeles Temple, kind of, garden in front and the pillars out front. Looks like the LA Temple, but it's just a simple line drawing. And you're seeing the temple from the other side of the road, and there's some cars parked on the road. And then coming out from the temple, there's one of those, bubbles in cartoons where someone's saying something, or they're thinking something, and it's written inside the bubble. So the first text is, do you promise to chant 16 rounds? And then another bubble says yes. And then the next bubble says, do you promise to avoid illicit sex? Yes. Do you promise to avoid meat eating? Yes. Will you do these things for your whole life, avoid all these things for your whole life? Yes. And then the cartoon takes you into the temple. And there's a spiritual master on a seat and he's giving beads to a disciple. And then the disciple says, good, I agree to accept you as my spiritual master. So, anyway, if we have this faith, if we follow Krishna's instructions and have this faith, we're on the right path. In Bombay, we have beautiful Gornitai deities. Have any of you seen our deities in person or in picture? Yeah. Very, very beautiful deities. When they were installed in 1978, Lord Chaitanya's, while traveling from Jaipur in a box, his foot broke. We were only able to see this just at the time of installation. It was too late to do anything. So we put some cement and we installed him. And it went on like that for 20 years. And then one morning, one pujari was passing by Lord Chaitanya behind his altar. And Lord Chaitanya practically fell into his arms. By that time it was broken and couldn't be repaired. So temporarily we made some arrangement to hold him up. We got a new deity carved in Jaipur that looked exactly like Nityananda. Then we took that deity of Lord Chaitanya, had a kirtan, and put him in the ocean. And we took a boat out to sea. We installed the new Lord Chaitanya and we went on worshipping Krishna. The deity is Sagun, Krishna, with material qualities, Archa Vigra. By appearing to us in that way, he helps us to bring out our bhakti. So, what are the two rules in devotional service? Anybody know? There's only two rules. Who knows? Do you know? Yes, yes. Okay, how about two rules for devotional service? Accept everything favorable for devotional service and reject everything unfavorable. Worshipping the deity is favorable for devotional service.
Uzavanje božanstva je povoljno za predanu ljudi.
preaching is a little bit higher, but even the preachers need to worship the deity. Prabhupada has gone back to Krishna. Or I can take you to Vrindavan. He's also there in his samadhi, preserved in salt. But everything that Prabhupada is right here. If you have the eyes and the heart to see. So, worship of the spiritual master and worship of a spiritual master are a little bit different. I worship a spiritual master who was my Vartma Pradarshak Guru, Jayananda. If I was too late to meet Prabhupada and Jayananda was there, I would have been very happy to worship Jayananda because he was so nice. I have had many other Shiksha gurus that I have implicit faith in. And of course I have implicit faith in my
dictionary.
I have implicit faith that if I follow Krishna's instructions and accept the guru in the form of a guru, then Krishna will take me back to home. Krishna will teach me bhakti yoga.
Krishna će me poučiti bhakti yoga.
Dami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. I give the intelligence by which they can come to me.
Dajem im inteligenciju pomoću koje oni mogu prići.
So are there any questions? Lectures were really simple, but this is ridiculous. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.